Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Megillah. We are at Taf Resh Pei Tet. Okay, hey, Makom She'en Minyan. So if there's no minyan, it's just one person reading or a group, that's, you don't have 10 men yet. Im Echad Yodea, V'Acherim Einam Yodim. So one person knows how to read and the other ones don't. So one of them can read for everybody else. Echad poteret kulam. Im kulam yodim, and if everybody knows how to read, kol echad kore le'atzmo. If everybody, everyone knows how to read a Megillah, in other words, you have a kosher Megillah, the cloth, there's generally no nekudos there, and you have no problem reading, so then everyone should read it for himself, because lechatchila, again this is a din lechatchila, that you should only have one person motzi at somebody else if you have 10 people. It's similar to tefillah. We don't have chazarat hashatz and somebody davening for other people unless there's a minyan. That's the, okay, at least lechatchila, but the yevid, again, if you have no choice, there's just two of you or three of you, whatever it is, one person can be motzi other people. Okay, vav. Minag tov lehavik tanim uketanos lishmoa mikra megillah. So it's a good minhag to bring your children to shul. Your machanchanam mitzvahs pirsu meinisa, and part of the simchas of the day. Everyone should be involved. Mm-hmm. However, it has to be children that are not going to mess up the kriya by being disturbing for everybody, obviously. But as long as they can be quiet, then it's good to bring them. And I think we'll go on from there. Okay. Okay. Now,
by Haman.
Right? So when they do Haman, of course, they have to know how to stop when they need to stop. Some shows will repeat the word Haman because some kids are very preemptive. Anyways, it depends on your place.
But the very young kids start crying when they hear all the
yes. Okay, it's all right. Depends. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's good to bring your own Megillah and to have it. Really, again, it totally depends on the place. If you're in a place where there's a lot of noise and it's hard to read, to hear properly, so you want to be able to read some of those words, or if you miss it, so, and you want to be able to read it on your own. So, of course, we're going to learn you can read it on your own, Baal Pef, some of the words, that's not a problem. But it's a hider if it's a minority, to also be able to read it from a cloth. And then, of course, and then if you're in a place where it's noisy and you can't even hear most of the Megillah, then, of course, you need to be reading from your own personal cloth. But anyways, in general, I'm assuming that's not the situation. Let's see. I just want to point out a couple, right before we continue the next siman, just a couple points we learned, I think it was yesterday, we brushed over, there was one se'if, real quick, on Purim Meshulash. So just a couple of things I just want to point out that weren't mentioned. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk much about it. So, if I didn't explain, so we mentioned by Purim Meshulash, so we basically have two things on Friday, Sunday, and Shabbos and Sunday. Sunday we save the Seuda. Why do we save it for Seuda? It's basically a Gzeras HaKasuv, or, there's a drasha for it. La Sos Yemei Mishta, you have to make it a Seuda. We have to do something active. Shabbos comes on its own, and there's a mitzvah of Seudas Shabbos on its own. So that's Bidei Shamayim. But Purim has to be on a day where we're not Chayav Bidei Shamayim to make a Seuda. We want to go out of our way. So it's either more of a Gzeres HaKasuv, but obviously it's all from Chazal. The whole holiday is from Chazal. So probably the idea is we want to make sure it's more of a Heker, and more of a... otherwise it just looks like Seuda Shabbos. It doesn't look so much like it's Seudas Purim. Anyway, that's the din. What happens if a person turns Bar Mitzvah on Purim Meshulash? So the boy turns Bar Mitzvah, or the girl, on Shabbos. But you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, you read the Megillah on Friday when they're not yet Bar Bat Mitzvah. So what happens? That's what happens. This halacha doesn't change. When it comes to Shabbos, that's when they turn Bar Bat Mitzvah. But still, it's usher to read the Megillah. That's the gzera. However, some point out, again, different opinions. Some say it's better. Again, no one's mechuyev, but some say it's better to be machmer that they should either say hallel, the full hallel, without a bracha. That's one opinion. Another opinion says it's good to read it even from a megillah without a bracha. It's a little controversial, but that is one opinion that's brought. We mentioned yesterday the Mishnah Brura, Pischich and Chuvis also says that it's not muksa on Shabbos, and that certainly I believe most poskim in the minhag by Ashkenazim. Chazan Ovadia says just for that Shabbos the megillah is muksa. We mentioned that was a smaller opinion in the poskim, but that might be the general psak by Sfardim. Okay, Shlayan. For someone who keeps Purim Mishulash, if they're chayiv when they live in Yerushalayim, at least for that day, are they allowed to do work on Friday? So the poskim say yes, you're allowed to work on Friday, but for them that's not Purim. What else? We don't say Tachanun on. They don't say if you're keeping Purim Mishulash, you don't say Tachanun on Sunday, and you don't fast on that Sunday. That's the day for making the seuda. Even if it comes out someone's yahrzeit, you don't make the seuda. And we recently learned, but if a person made a full-blown neder to fast, so then they need to do a hatara so that they could eat on that Sunday. Except according to the Rambam, you don't even have to do a hatara because for Purim it's even more chashuv than other holidays. Okay. Last thing, and there is for someone who is in avelus. So we're going to get to Purim later, but for Purim Mishulash, when it comes to, this is Tet Zayin already, this is Sunday. So on Sunday, there is Dini Avelos. That's not affected by Purim Mishulash. Even though there's no Tachanun and there's no fasting, you still have to be in Avel, because really, even Purim is a question itself, and it's a Machloket Rishonim, how to deal with Purim itself, and how we're talking about Tet Zayin. So anyway, so there, Rav Yashiv, Or Letzion, Chazan Ovadia point out that there is a velus on that Sunday of Purim Mishulash. Okay, takes care of that. Let's go to Tav Reish Tzadi, Dine Kriya Samagila. Okay, Aleph. Yeah, so we did mention there is an opinion, right? You said yesterday we mentioned there was an opinion. Okay, so it's a prechadash, but there's others who say you're supposed to make your seuda on Shabbos, including Mishloach Manos, but no one reads the Megillah on Shabbos. Right, so the concept of Purim Mishulash is a machloket in the Rishonim and perhaps early Achronim. But that is certainly the halacha for all Jews, that there is such a thing as Purim Mishulash.
I misspoke. He says, and do Suda and Mishloach Manos on Shabbos and Sunday.
Okay.
That's what he says.
Okay, fine. So the Pri Chadash says to do it on both. But I do know that there is an opinion that does say you do this, that there is no Suda on Sunday. There is such an opinion, but that's certainly not the halacha. Okay. Taf Reish Tzadi, Kriya Samagila Aleph. A person's allowed to read the Megillah, whether he's standing or sitting. There's no problem. It's totally optional, right? Famous Gemara, just different by Megillah, but it's different by Tara, where it says, Ata po amod imadi. But for Megillah, you can read it however you want. However, aval, which is normally how it's done, you have a shliach tzibor, the chazan. But the one who's reading it for the tzibor, like if you're reading it in private, so then for sure you're allowed to sit if you want to, lechatchila. But if you're in shul and you're the Baal Kore for everybody, so then mipnei kavod tzibor, the Baal Kore is supposed to stand. Everyone else could sit, and he's supposed to stand. But even if you're in private, it's better to stand. One is supposed to stand for the brachos. Because there's a separate drasha we learned also before, that whenever you say a bracha on a mitzvah, you should stand. Haga, v'asur l'chazan likrot megillah ad she'omrim lo kra. So the Ramah just points out The Shliach Tzibur doesn't just get up and do it on his own. He has to be appointed. Someone has to call him up, or he has to be appointed ahead of time, which is usually the case. Chazan shouldn't just walk up himself and take over on, you know, without being called by the Gabbai. Okay, Mishnah Berurah points out that you're allowed that for this halacha, can a person lean on the bima while he's reading? So in the Bir Halacha he writes Bishat Tchak Yeshlismach, and the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to. So, anyways, that's a discussion in general. If leaning is similar to standing or sitting, just point that out. Okay, let's go on. Beis, Afilu Shnayim. Vafilu asara yecholim likrota biyachad. So, even two people are allowed to have two chazanim reading the Megillah at the same time from the same place, and that's not a problem. V'yotzim heim, and they're ones who are reading are yotze. V'ashomim heim, and everyone else in the tzibur is listening is yotze, because since Megillah is chashuv, it's the Nais, it happens once a year, everyone's excited to hear the Megillah. So even though you have two people reading at the same time, and it is harder to follow along when you have two people speaking to you at the same time, but you're allowed to focus on one of them and pay attention and listen to every word from one of them. And we don't say the other person is going to mess you up or make it difficult for you to hear. And that's not the halacha by this reading of Sefer Torah. And I've never seen this done by a Megillah, but that is the halacha. Okay. Obviously, if you're a person and it's too disturbing and you can't follow and you're going to end up missing words, obviously that's a problem. Okay, we're assuming you're able to focus and hear every word from at least one of them. Gimel. Sarich likrota kula umitoch haktav. In order to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, you have to read every word. No, you can't miss a single word. And it has to be read min haktav. You can't just do it by heart. You can't read it from a chumash. A chumash is like the same thing as doing it by heart. It's not a kosher ktav. V'im kara'a al peh lo yatza. And even bedyeved, if a person reads it by heart, he's not yotze. If it's right, or repeating after somebody else, he won't be yotze. And a person has to have, it must all be written out in front of him. The entire Megillah should be a kosher Megillah complete. The whole thing is there. That's lechatchila. Aval bediavad im hishmita sofer beemtza'a tevot. Afilu ad chetzia. Ukira'a makore alpe yatza. Now, what happens if you have a Megillah that's missing some of the words? Is that a kosher Megillah or a pasul Megillah? That Megillah is 100% kosher.
In the Be'emtza'a.
Be'emtza'a. We'll see if it's in the beginning. So if it's missing words, or there's a mistake with one of the words throughout the Megillah, it's still kosher as long as it's 51% complete and correct. And then it's a kosher Megillah.
Not missing any essential thing.
Yeah, we didn't. We're going to finish reading in a sec. Yeah, you got it. Okay. Now, you have to read the whole thing. In other words, if the Megillah is missing a few words, you have to still read those words, Baal Peh. You can't be Yotze if you didn't say or hear every word. But not every word has to be written kosher in the Megillah. Okay, let's keep reading. Now, Haga. Avam im hishmi techilata o sofa filo mi'uta. But if part of what's missing is in the first words or the last words, lo yatza. And so that's the opinion of the Rama. This is a machlokas. It's a machlokas rishonim. And Chazon Ovadia holds, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay. Even if it's missing from the bediyeved, even if it's missing from the beginning. V'afilo be'emtza'a davka d'lo hishmit inyan shalim. And when do we say it's okay if it's missing in the middle? That's if you're not missing an entire, maybe an entire paragraph, an entire story. You're not missing an entire, in other words, you could be missing even up to 49% of the Megillah, but obviously you're going to have like one word on, one word off, one word on, one word off, so that you're able to, so that whatever's missing is only in the middle, and you're not missing an entire, anyways, these cases are very rare. Usually we have a complete Megillah. But let's say someone's in the middle of writing a Megillah and didn't finish. So then it is a problem if the end is not there. So at least let them finish the end and do the middle and leave over the middle. In other words, if you're writing your own Megillah and you're going to need it, start from the beginning and then at some point jump to the end. So at least you're only missing the middle if you're in such a rare scenario. Okay. Aval, biyoter mechetzia, if you're missing more than half, afilu hein ketubot, ela shehein metushtashot ve'ein rishum hanikar psula. Now, let's say it was written correctly, but now it got erased, and you can't really read it anymore, so that's also going to be pasul. Okay, I think we go on. Yeah, let's go on. Now, what's very important is even according to the Ramah, okay, the Bir Halacha points out that if you're missing the first pasuk that's written in the Megillah, okay, so he says you're not going to be yotze. However, this is an important thing to keep in mind. Let's say a person comes to Megillah reading, and he's a few minutes late, or 5 seconds late, and he missed the beginning of the Megillah. Do you have to go home? Is the game over? Not at all. Even if you don't have a kosher Megillah in front of you, just read from a Chumash. Just read a Baal Peh if you know a Baal Peh, and catch up to the Chazan. Just because you come late doesn't mean you missed Megillah reading. Quickly read it, every single word on your own. Catch up to the Chazan before he reaches the 50% mark, and hear the rest from the Chazan, and you will be Yotze 100%.
Obviously, you have to make a bracha first, right?
Yeah, say a bracha first. That's correct. You missed. Obviously, if you came late, you missed the bracha. So quickly say the brachos and quickly read the Megillah. And if you did not say the brachos and you just read the Megillah, you would still be yotze. Brachos eino me'aklos. And I think that's that. Okay. Dalet. Misha tofes biyado. Megillah she'ena kshera. A person who is holding a Megillah that's not kosher. Lo yikraim shaliyat tzibur. You shouldn't be on the bima reading from such a Megillah. Ela shomea v'shotek. You should just listen, right? Just listen and be quiet from the chazan. So number one, there's two issues. Number one, if you're up there with the bima and or anywhere in the room and you're reading from your non-kosher Megillah, then you're gonna, by definition, you won't be listening to the chazan. And if your Megillah is not kosher, then you were yotze because you didn't hear it or read it from a kosher Megillah. And also, there's also a worry that someone else might listen to you and follow along with you instead of the Shaliach Tzibur, or whatever the reason is. Anyways, don't use a non-kosher Megillah and read it from there. Like, if you're going to follow along with the Chumash, just follow along and listen to every word and don't say it yourself also. Haga. V'chein, lo yisaya shum adam al peh l'chazan. And therefore, no one should help him read along Baal Peh, because you're not reading from a kosher Megillah, right, in that scenario. V'lachein, otam apsukim shekoyim b'kahal tzarech achazan lachzor v'likrotam mitoch Megillah kshera. Therefore, we know we all have this famous minhag that the kahal, the people, they read four psukim. Ashkenazim read four psukim, many Sephardim read five psukim. The extra one is, I think, in the beginning of Perek Vav, about the where the story starts about with the dreams or having trouble falling asleep with Achashverosh having trouble sleeping. Anyways, so those four or five psukim, the minhag is that the shul, everyone reads it out loud, right? It wakes everybody up. It's part of Tzimisa. It's all exciting. But since everyone's reading it Baal Peh, the chazan has to repeat it when everyone stops and it's quiet. Okay. And again, that's only a din l'chatchila that the chazan has to repeat it, because even if part of it is read ba'al peh, you are still yotze. Hey, kira'a serugin, person reads it out of order. Dahainu, shepasak ba v'shaha. Oh no, this is not out of order yet. This is you're taking breaks. Dahainu shepasak ba v'shaha v'acharka chazar l'makom shepasak. You read a pasuk, take a break, have a drink, come back, and continue where you left off. Afilu shaha kedeligmar kula. Even if you take an hour break, plenty of time to finish reading the whole Megillah. Yatsa, you are still yotze. It can take you all day long, and you will still be yotze. Now, does this mean even? No, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Okay, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if it was be'onis, whether it's on purpose, not on purpose, you had a choice, didn't have a choice, you took a break all day long, you're still yotze. The Mishnah Berurah points out, based on the psak of the Rama by Kriyat Shema, so there, if it was be'onis, and so then that's considered a, since you couldn't read, it's considered a stronger break, and that's actually a problem. So if it was an onus and you took a break, the amount of time it takes to read the whole Megillah, so then you would have to start over again. But without a bracha. Haga, v'afilu sach ben time, even if you speak in between, then you're still, it's, even if you take, if you speak in between, it's not a complete hafsek. Umiugori min shesach ben time. But tell the person that that's completely inappropriate and he shouldn't talk. He should just finish reading. Okay, Vav. Hakurei the Megillah Mefreya. Person reads it out of order. Lo yatsa, you're not yotze at all. And of course, there's lots of drashas on this. Kara pasuk echad v'dileg hasheni v'kara shlishi v'achar kachazer v'kara hasheni. Such as you read pasuk 1, then pasuk 3, and then you go back to the second pasuk 2 or base. So then lo yatsa, because you read the third pasuk before you read the second, and then you're going to jump back to number 4. So 3 was read out of order. Lo yatsa v'pnei shekara l'mefreya pasuk es echad. Because then the third pasuk got read out of order, or the second pasuk, depending on how you look at it. Ela ketz ad yasa. So what do you do? Matzchem pasuk sheni sheshachach v'korei al haseder. So if you accidentally skipped, then you just skipped the whole line or something happened, then you just skipped the pasuk, and then you realize after you read the third pasuk, so then you go back to the second pasuk, and then you read that second pasuk, and then you continue where you left off. In other words, not where you left off. You continue from where you are. In other words, you go back, you read pasuk 2, and then again you have to read pasuk 3, 4, 5, all in order. You have to read it in order. Just go back to where you left off, and basically it's kind of like starting all over from where you left off. Okay. Zayin. A little more. Hakurei the Megillah al peh, a person who reads the Megillah by heart. Lo yatsa yedei chovato. You're not yotze at all. Okay, Chet. Haloi sheshama to Megillah ketuva b'lashon hakodesh or b'kitzvei hakodesh, af al pi she'eino yodea ma hem omrim, yatsa yedei chovato. So let's say you have an American, he doesn't speak a word of Hebrew, and he heard the entire Megillah. It's a kosher Megillah, the Megillah is written in Hebrew, and the whole thing is read in Hebrew. He doesn't understand a word. He could barely understand the word Haman and Mordechai, even though he doesn't understand anything. He's 100% yotze because it was written in Hebrew, and that's what Chazal allowed for and wanted it. Because even though he doesn't understand, he's hearing the words. He's there, and he knows it's Purim. He knows what's going on. And so you're mekayim pirsume nisa, and you're mekayim the mitzvah according to the takanas Chazal. Happens to be for some other brachas we learned. Let's say for kiddush. If you want to be yotze kiddush, then you're not yotze. Unless you understand, again, there's different, it's a machlokas if you have to understand Kiddush, but by Megillah there's no machlokas, everyone says, Iriotze. Maybe we'll stop here. Okay.